Life's been pretty rough to me so far. I'm not very good at talking to women, and they really seem to hate me for some reason. I hoped that would change as I moved off to college and away from my tiny inbred high school, where people thought I was going to shoot up the school singing Limp Bizkit under my breath or something. I am a sophomore now, and nothing's changed. I met cool girls who seem interested, but they always dodge my attempts to set up a date. I'm 19, a virgin, and it looks like I'm going to stay that way for a while, until I met Julia. I first saw her in my History 2 1500 class, and boy, I could tell something was special about her. She had an alright body, but a really cute face that just lit up when she smiled. And she started talking to me! That had never happened before. We passed good conversation over coffee, and I finally felt like I was living the suave college ideal. We could talk about anything, including my favorite topic, video games. She was a gamer. Wow. Did my heart skip a beat? Then came summer. We swapped IMs, but it didn't do any good. I had to move out from the dorms, lost my massive connection, wasn't even able to get dial-up as my parents had deactivated the phone lines out of my room. I live in a kind of separate house with my grandmother. I was itching to talk to her, but I couldn't. You can probably guess that I was really ready to move back in. I did, and waited. The stupid blaster worm caused college services to shut off the dorm connection until they could scan and patch everyone's computers and reactivate the ports. I had to wait another week. I burned to talk to her. I finally got the internet back, fired up AIM, and waited. I was on constant vigil for her screen name and never saw it. One day, though, a few days ago, after I came back from class, I found that I had left AIM on. She had sent me a message. She had wondered how I had been thinking of me all summer, and wanted to get together. Holy shit! I took her out to eat today at the Quiznos in my dorm building. It was part of my cunning plan, and it worked! She wanted to come out to my room! I knew she was interested in something. She leaned against me in the elevator on the way up the 9th floor and gave me a peck on the cheek when I got her a drink. I've never even made out before. How was I going to handle myself in the next few hours? In order to calm down, I offered to let her sample my gourmet ramen skills. She didn't even eat much at Quiznos, and told her she could play Crimson Land in the meantime. The icon was on my desktop. About 2 minutes later, as I'm crushing the ramen and getting ready to fry it, she comes running past me, not even making eye contact, and her book bag in tow. I didn't even think to chase her. My first thought was she had spilled something on my computer. I went in to look and... holy God, no! My desktop was painful! Evidently, when my roommates and I were playing Internet Hardman, I dropped the P-bomb on motorcycle to JPEG. They must have snuck in when I was downstairs eating, found my horrible eye corrosion storage, and swapped out my desktop. Now Julia won't even talk to me. It's been 3 hours, and she hasn't responded yet. What do I do?